Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we would like to meditate on an adventure of Peter who tried to walk over the sea. I read from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14. Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt? You of little faith, why did you doubt?" That is Jesus asking Peter. So the episode we know took place at night on a storm-tossed sea when the disciples were alone and Jesus was on the mountain praying. At the fourth vigil, he came walking over the sea and the disciples were all frightened, thinking that they were seeing a ghost. People who were at the risk of sinking in the sea because of the raging wind and storm now are threatened by another more dangerous being, ghost, a devil, they thought. But it was not ghost, it was Jesus. And when the voice of Jesus resounded over the waves and thunder, Peter realized that it was the Master. But he wanted to make sure, not only make sure, he wanted to be near the Master. So he said, "Master, if it is you, let me come to you. Ask me to come to you over the sea." Peter was not aware of what he was asking. He just wanted to be with the Master, that's all. He did not care the wind or the raging sea. He was not afraid of anything. He just wanted to be with the Master. And that is Peter. From the very moment, the first moment he met Jesus on the Sea of Galilee, from then on, he had only one target, to be with the Master. He left his home, he left his family, he left his boat and net, and he was following Jesus. And he will follow him to the end. To be always with the Master. That is the desire of Peter. A simple man, an honest man, a disciple of Jesus who wants to be with the Master. So the Master told him, "Come." And Peter did not think of anything else, jumped out of the boat and walked over to the Master. As long as his eyes were fixed on the Master and his thoughts were fixed on the Lord, nothing happened. He was walking. He was walking over the sea as if on solid ground. But at a certain moment, he became aware of his circumstances. He heard the howling wind and the raging storm and the tossing sea, and he was afraid. And that moment he began to sink. Peter began to sink when his eyes, his gaze moved away from the face of the Lord. When we are distracted in our lives, in our service, we begin to sink. When we are away from the Lord, when we lose his presence, then we are all alone at the mercy of the elements. We are in danger and then we sink. But Peter was aware of his danger. He cried out, "Lord, save me." That's what should happen to our lives also. We are now not all saints. Peter was not a hero, neither are we. Weak people, cowards, people, sinful people, people who can fail, people who can even forget the Lord. But the moment you feel that you are sinking, cry out. Peter cried out and Jesus stretched out his hand and pulled him up from the waves and from the sea. He will pull us up. Don't be afraid to cry. Don't be ashamed to cry to the Lord. The Lord is there to hear. Every cry will be heard. No tears will go unnoticed. No cry will go unheard because the Master is there. And he will ask, "You of little faith, why did you fear? Why did you doubt?" Of course, he is not complaining. He is not chastising. He is encouraging. Increase. Grow in your faith. The Lord is there, ready to help. Stretch out your hand to him. Cry out to him. The Lord will hear, the Lord will help.